Here's Troy Balderson.
In Ohio, Republican Troy Balderson holds a narrow lead in a special congressional election that got nationwide attention.
I'd like to thank President Trump. America is on the right path, and we're going to keep it going that way.
Balderson got a strong challenge in a heavily Republican district from Democrat Danny O'Connor, who focused on economic issues.
I heard over and over that the people of Central Ohio are sick and tired of the same old Washington politics. Folks want new leadership.
The president took to Twitter to claim credit for Balderson's showing, and he vowed to do more campaigning in the weeks to come. Balderson may have benefited from a Trump rally just days before the election, when the president went after opposition Democrats.
If the Democrats get in, they're going to raise your taxes. You're going to have crime all over the place. You're going to have people pouring across the border. So why would that be a blue wave? I think it could be a red wave.
But the fact that Democrat O'Connor ran such a close race in a strongly Republican district may be a warning sign for Republicans in November, says analyst John Hudak.
It is more evidence that in race after race throughout this year, Republicans have been underperforming the levels that they were at in 2016, which has to spell trouble for them moving forward.
While Trump may have tipped the balance for Balderson, he remains a polarizing figure for the broader electorate, says Ohio's Republican Governor John Kasich.
The chaos that seems to surround Donald Trump has unnerved a lot of people. So suburban women in particular here are the ones that are really turned off.
The president appears to be motivating both his base and opposition Democrats, says Hudak.
While his intervention or maybe Governor Kasich's intervention or someone else's intervention may well have made the difference in this 1,700 vote margin in Ohio, the president has probably also played a significant role in the shift from Republicans toward Democrats in a race like this.
The Ohio race is just the latest indication that voters increasingly see President Trump as the central issue in the November midterms, where control of Congress is at stake. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.